This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, June 3rd. Well, cattle markets yesterday were weaker, and we saw some losing momentum here in the feeder cattle market that's been on an upswing for the last week or so. In live cattle, the front month, June, has been weaker for the last few sessions, whereas the back months kind of tagging along with June, but more in a sideways type of pattern, still holding within a trading range. We got down to gap support on the August lives and also on the October lives, and the market seemed to catch there. As far as feeders go, the market, again, had a pretty strong day on Monday, and we gave up much of that yesterday. So it's not like we're extending some downward pressure, but we are backing off from the support that we saw the previous session. Cash trade getting developing so far this week. We're seeing the Fed trade around 117, which is up a couple from last week. Dress trade around 185, which would be up one from last week. Slaughter rates for Tuesday at 113,000 head. That's up 7,000 from the week prior, still down 5,000 from last year. So we're quickly catching up and getting back up to speed. But obviously, as long as you're below a year ago, we know we're still backing up cattle. Numbers were bigger anyway, and so we're still adding to the backlog, but at a much slower pace, and we should be able to tap into those cattle waiting for a slaughter spot here fairly quickly. The box beef trade continuing to implode. We had the choice down 22.42 yesterday at 3.19. Select was down 26 and a quarter at 2.91. The spread was up 383 at 28.15, movement 127 loads. So since the high was put in on choice box beef on May 12th of 475, which was up $230 from the low, a swing low that it had, we've lost $156 from that high, which is 68% of the rally. So we're well into the bottom end of that rally and quickly approaching having eliminated all of it. We're even worse in the select. We put in a high of 453 on May 11th, just the day before the choice put in its high. And that was up $219 on that run. Since then, we've lost $162, which is a 74% drop. So we've given up about three-fourths of the select and two-thirds of the choice rally. So I would think this is going to give cover for the packers to remove their promise of a floor support in the cash cattle trade. They're going to want to get out of that promise here pretty quickly. And so I think that's why the June contract continues to pull back, that we just don't see that promise holding out very much longer. So even though the cash trade is still around 117 and the front month June is at 95, we don't find any support there. It's a huge spread for a market that's in the delivery month. It's not a lot of time to close that gap. And so clearly the market expects that packers are going to move away from that floor support, and cash prices will start to drop here fairly quickly. And again, box beef values are not giving them that cover, and they're continuing to really weaken here pretty aggressively. So that's what I look for. I think the front months will continue to erode. Back months are already equal to the front months. So that's maybe they've already factored that cash weakness in. It just depends on how much momentum it gathers when it starts to buckle. Feeders, pen space availability will be, front and center. The cash market seems to be a little shaky. The feeder cattle index is down 111 at 128 and a quarter. And the front month August at 133 is a fairly widespread, but we have a lot of time to feel that difference. I do think that with the heat and the dryness coming across the southern and central plains, that you're going to need to move cattle off of these pastures quickly. And the question is there room in the feedlots? And I would think the answer is not a lot, but there are some. But this is widespread hot and dry that's going to force ranchers' hands here pretty fast. So I'm still looking for that next leg down into the summer. The market Again, being weaker yesterday, it looked like it might be starting that, but we're not getting any follow through this morning, so it's pretty steady. So supports are still holding in both lives and feeders, but the upward momentum clearly has a limit to it. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.